Low resistance allows high current.
Low resistance allows high current.
We're in a class at Lone Star Community College in suburban Houston. There are about 20 students of all ages. One guy is just out of high school, but a few other students are old enough to be his parent.
This is the most diverse group you will ever see in a school.
Joe Ed Bunton is an administrator with the college and came to class with us.
Everybody in here that has a bachelor's degree, raise your hand.
About half the class?
Yeah, a little better than a third.
A third of the students are already college educated, but they found that wasn't enough to get the jobs they wanted in the booming oil and gas industry. Stacy Martin is one of the students.
I can say, yes, I have this, this, and this, but I'm missing this, this, and this. And that's what I'm hoping to gain from this course.
We have a couple students that have started at $80,000 right out of a short program at the community college.
Linda Head is Lone Star's associate vice chancellor. She talked to us from Pennsylvania, where she was visiting her family.
I come from the Rust Belt in Pennsylvania, where manufacturing was prolific when I was growing up.
Over the years, those manufacturing jobs diminished across the nation. In response, there was a push for students to pursue degrees in computer science and engineering. But now, a surge in oil and gas drilling and refining is creating thousands of openings for skilled technicians. In Houston, manufacturing is forecast to be the leading creator of new jobs this year.
And these are the jobs that parents don't want their kids to go into because they don't know what they're all about and how well they pay. These are great careers.
Companies are now coming to Linda Head at Lone Star College asking for help to train students.
And they need to know DC-AC circuits, fundamentals of electricity, motor controls, hydraulics.
Teaching those skills requires instructors with expertise and state-of-the-art equipment. All of it is expensive. Companies have actually been buying equipment for some community colleges, but the colleges say they're financially strapped at a time when their role in workforce training may never have been more critical to growing the state's economy. The Texas Association of Community Colleges told us while public school districts got hit harder, community colleges also suffered funding cuts made by the Texas legislature last year. The association says when you take into account their soaring enrollment, up 25% statewide since 2009, funding has now dropped an equal amount, 25%. One thing that's helped is federal funding. Texas is using $10 million in stimulus money for skills training. And at Lone Star College, the course we visited is being paid for with a federal grant. Joe Ed Bunton with the college said they're doing all they can to train more technicians to meet the need.
It's absolutely huge. And right now, there's no way that we can meet that demand. And the companies are lined up looking for these skill sets.
So how are companies coping?
Right now, the way we're growing is we're working people longer hours. The people who have the skills.
Patrick Jankowski, an economist with the Greater Houston Partnership, analyzed industry data and found that Houston's manufacturing workers are putting in 49-hour weeks on average. That's 7 hours more a week than a few years ago.
In the world of economics and supply and demand, if there's a shortage of labor, the price of labor is going to go up, and it means the manufacturing workers will be making even that much more money.
Good news if you have the skills, which the students in the class we attended soon will.
It's going to definitely increase my potential to hopefully get employed.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.